Thank you very much, Mr. Kaiser. Yes, and as you both pointed out, that the big number here is those state grant pass-throughs, and you listed what those are as in part of the budget as well. Members of the council, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to thank Peter. I had spoken to him earlier this morning about a couple of questions I had, and he was kind enough to give me those answers. So I'm all set with that. The question I have is on line 61101. The projection for 2022 increases by 113,000. Could someone just explain that?
The Councilman Lattiser, if you're looking at the salary line item under the tourism, is that correct?
Yes, tourism, culture, and development.
Yeah, the 2021 adopted budget was 231,073. You see that in column three, moving left to right. That was the adopted budget prior to the realization that the COVID was going to affect hotel revenues to the degree that it did. As a result, the projected salaries were for the current fiscal year were down to 132,000. Actually, now year end 165,744. If you look at fiscal year 2019 actual, first column indicates that the salaries at that time were $240,941. So 222 is more in line with what 219 was, as opposed to the anomalous year of 21, which was affected by the downturn in economic activity.
Okay, so the increase of about 38,000 in salaries, is that because of the 2.7% increase?
Well, that's over the course of 3 years that changes in staffing levels and different salaries associated with the different positions. The former director, as you know, who had been a long-serving director, Karen Jetson, retired in 2020, I believe. And there was a restructuring of staffing at that time. So we're looking at, given the revenues are going to be available to the city in beefing up our tourism and economic development programs. In the personnel supplement, you'll see that there's a position of Director of Economic Development, which is a new title within this specific department that is going to represent a greater emphasis on the economic development side than has been given in the past.
Okay, thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on the tourism, culture, and development budget? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to city plan.
City plan, this is the department that at first glance looks like there's a substantial increase in budget year over year. In the proposed budget, the FY22 request is $1,895,192, whereas the FY21 adopted budget was $1,138,000. That is, as was touched on by Peter a few minutes ago, is entirely due to state pass-through grants. The planning department manages a variety of different grants on behalf of the city related to city and park development, coastline restoration, brownfields remediation, America the Beautiful, et cetera, et cetera. These are grants that come through a variety of different sources. This year, we were fortunate, in 2021, we were fortunate to be successful in being awarded a number of new grants from a number of these sources. And as a result, we see these state pass-throughs reflected in our budget. If you were to carve out the state pass-through from the budget presentation, it would show that the other operating expenses associated with planning have declined from $563,000 to almost $545,000, a decline of just shy of $20,000 in net operating expenses. That's largely due to a one-time expense in the current fiscal year for a zoning ordinance review That specifically was related to solar ordinance development. That work has been completed and is not reflected in the upcoming budget. So operating expenses are down $19,000 or so, but grant activity is substantially up, which is a benefit to the community.
Thank you very much, Director. And we love grants, so keep up the good work getting those grants into the city. Members of the council, do you have any questions on the city plan budget? Okay, hearing none. Members of the public, does anyone have any questions on the city plan budget? Any members of the public on the city plan budget? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to community development.
This is page 40 in the budget, 32 in the personnel supplement. We have Bill Vicente here to present.
Good evening. Bill Vicente, Community Development Coordinator. The only line items are salaries for community development. They are budget supplement. We do receive 100% reimbursement for those salaries from the federal government through HUD. We're anticipating $981,000 this year in entitlement for various activities, neighborhood improvements that you're very familiar with, public service and public facility.
Thank you very much, Bill. We love when you come before the council because you bring money and it's federal money. And we can do great things like that's going on in Oakland Beach and Appanag and all parts of the city. So we like to see you, Bill. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Any questions from members of the council on the community development budget? Any questions from members of the council? Okay. Any questions from members of the public on the community development budget? Any questions from members of the public on the community development budget? All right. Hearing none, we will now move to the building inspectors.
It's page 31 of the budget, 25 in the personnel supplement. Al DeCourt is here. It's a 3.61% increase.
Good evening.
Good evening, Al.
I'm sorry?
I said good evening.
Good evening. The building inspections budget increased 3.61%. That's due to contractual agreements. And if you look at all the other line items, they pretty much stayed the same as last year's budget. Pretty straightforward.
Thank you, Director. And I know that you are a very busy department. I handle a lot of things, so I just want to say we appreciate the work that you and your staff do, you have a lot on your plate, so we appreciate all the good work that you're doing on behalf of the city.
Thank you.
Any questions from members of the council on the building inspector's budget? Any questions from members of the council? Okay. Any questions from members of the public on the building inspector's budget? Any questions from members of the public on the building inspector's budget? All right, thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
Next up, we will have the police department.
So this will be on pages 25 through 27. We have Chief Connor and Deputy Lucci is here as well. This is slightly over 1%.
Good evening, Colonel Brad Connor for the police department. As Mr. Schaefer said, we are about 1.4% increase. We do believe that this is a lean budget that is not dissimilar to our budgets in years past. We did request minor increases in a few line items in our services and commodities budget. So if you have to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you very much, Colonel, and welcome back to the budget hearings. We missed you. I'm sure you missed us.
Of course.
My first question: How is the the department staffed? Are you at full staffing right now? Are we down a few? Are we up a few?
So right now we are budgeted for 175. With the folks in the academy that are set to graduate next week, we have 171. We are continually battling recruitment efforts, and some of the things that are happening right now are making it quite difficult to recruit. But we're doing okay. I will say that currently we also have 5 members of the agency that are deployed. The bad part about that is it drives our overtime, but the benefit is that the military is picking up their pay. So we're not paying their salaries, just their benefits. So we are making efforts to hire more people, but currently right now, as it stands, we're about 171.
And Colonel, how many individuals are eligible to retire this year, would you say?
Approximately 20.
Okay. Members of the council on the police department's budgets. Councilman Foley.
Colonel, you just said that you have probably 20 eligible to retire. So you're graduating a class next week. Are there plans for another class on horizon?
That's correct. We have 4 members graduating next week, and we're slated to put, I believe, 6 into the academy that starts in July. We also have a few lateral transfers that we may be able to get up from other departments that won't have to go to the academy.
Thank you.
Councilman Lasser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So, Colonel, what is your full complement of officers?
175.
Okay, currently you're at 171, facing a potential loss of 20, bringing it down to 151, with perhaps 4 more coming back. So conceivably in the next year, you could be running with less than 160 officers, correct?
It's certainly a possibility. We don't anticipate all 20 people will retire, though, in the next year.
Sure, hopefully that will not happen, because there's a undoubtedly senior officers with a lot of experience that is going to be extremely beneficial to all of their colleagues, as well as the new officers that are coming in. So certainly, hopefully that does not happen. Colonel, I asked that question because in spite of being understaffed and some of your officers deployed, you continue to stay relatively consistent with your overtime. I've gone back through some of the years, and historically, the police department has remained fairly consistent with that particular budget item. One of the things that I was looking at is the overtime for dispatchers. This year, it looks as though we have a projection of 196,000 and you've budgeted for 150. And I realize that you were not back with us for the entire year, but what do you attribute, to your knowledge anyways, the increase in overtime with the dispatchers?
Partly was we were short-staffed, and one of the other reasons was we had an exceedingly large amount of overtime due to callback and sickness with the COVID pandemic.
Okay. And the other question that I have in your budget is the increase in electricity. Why is there such an increase over last year for electricity in your budget?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. If you could just check on that, Colonel, and get back to me on that.
Absolutely.
And auto and vehicle maintenance, I know Not that long ago, we purchased some new vehicles, and we just recently purchased some other new vehicles, updating the fleet a fair amount. The increase in the auto and vehicle maintenance is increasing about 25% or so. Well, no, that's not quite true. Probably about 18%. And I was interested in hearing what the reasoning was for that increase.
So a small percentage of the increase would have to do with the fact that we're now buying replacement parts for the SUV instead of the sedan. So that's a little bit more expensive. But the main reason for the increase would be the equipment that we need in the garage. We're looking to replace an AC machine, a wheel balancer machine, as well as one of the lifts that needs to be replaced. These are items that we were tempted to purchase over the last couple of years and haven't been able to. So we're hoping to replace some much needed equipment inside the garage.
Okay. Last question. 3900, 3980, and 3999. It's interdepartment credits for gas, back charges, other auto, and miscellaneous department credits. What are those for?
You're referring to 3999?
Yes, and 3900 is interdepartment credits for gas. 3980 back charges, other auto.
So other agency, other city departments will use our gas tank to fill up their vehicles, and our garage will maintain, do maintenance on some of the other vehicles, and we back charge other city departments.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Colonel. Appreciate it. All set, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gephardt.
Carl, just a quick question. Hey, thanks for coming to talk to us tonight about the budget. This issue around recruiting, has come up, and I've heard from some of the guys as well as now yourself this evening. I'm just wondering, as a council and as a city administration, and you don't have to maybe go into the detail tonight, but, we want to help you with this problem. So, if there are things that we can do that are helpful, we're here for you on that. Because obviously maintaining a full complement of staff is critical to both the public safety, but also to, us hitting these budget numbers and having a team that's well rested and has the right amount of shifts and the right amount of backup. So, whatever we can do to help, please lean on us, and we're happy to contribute where we can.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. And thank you to the Colonel for joining us, giving us this presentation. I think that over the years, the police department has a well-earned reputation for using the funds very effectively, very in a thrifty manner. And to some of these costs, it simply are what they are, especially when it comes to items like gasoline. We never want to see gasoline, things of that nature, underfunded. Certainly if commodity prices increase more than expected and the actual costs exceed the projections, because we don't know what the price of gasoline will be 6 months from now. And I'm just saying this for members of the public who may be listening. If gasoline prices end up going up more than expected, then that doesn't mean that the police won't be able to drive. That just means that the budget will have been exceeded due to those unforeseen factors. However, of course, all departments strive to have accurate projections and meet those projections, of course. And so when I look at some of these various line items, such as gasoline budgeted at $295,000, I see that that very closely resembles the $297,000 that was spent in 2019. Similarly, I see that Electricity, the department spent just a hair over $100,000 in 2020 and is asking for $100,000 for this budget. So I see those numbers as pretty much in line with how commodity prices have been in the not too distant past. But I suppose Councilman Lavisser had a good point in bringing up the electricity in particular from the perspective that in 2021 year to date, the department has only spent $45,000 and change. And there's a projection of the department ultimately spending $61,000 and change through the end of the fiscal year 2021. So while, you know, I don't expect to have that precise answer here this evening, that would be interesting to know how the department has been saving money on electricity this year, as, you know, looking at some of the other commodities, they do seem to be more in that same range as opposed to a 40% more or less reduction from the year 2020 to the present year of the 2021 budget. Certainly, absolutely no criticism there on being able to save that money. It's, let's see. So I suppose that, you know, my remaining question on this is taking a look at some of these other items, such as overtime for snow and storm and the like. I just, I suppose I'll get to the question. Given where we are with potential retirements and the like, and of course, uncertainty in any year, we don't know how many storms there will be, things of that nature. We can predict that there will be more people on the roads. There will be more people just out and about. So I suppose that my primary concern in looking at this budget is making sure that it properly reflects the potential risks of additional overtime being needed if we are potentially short-staffed due to retirements. And I can, you know, see that, you know, these numbers are fairly in line with recent years. I suppose that that's always a risk, but I suppose more directly, you had mentioned that 20 officers, I believe, will be eligible to retire this coming year. To put that in perspective, I know that just because an officer is eligible to retire doesn't mean that they necessarily will retire. Would it be approximately, and I hate to just throw out a percent, but would it be typically over 50% or under 50% or whereabouts in terms of officers who are eligible for retirement who actually do retire in a given year?
So that's a tough question to answer. We do have folks that have over 30 years that I will estimate that they will retire this year. And we have some that just have 20 years. A lot does have to do with the collective bargaining agreement and the terms and conditions of the contract. That will determine whether the folks that have anywhere from 25 and up, whether or not they stay. I don't foresee in the next year having 50% of those eligible to retire actually leave. So it looks dire if they, you know, if they all were to retire, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council would like to speak on the police budget?
Mr. President, could I speak about one other thing on the police budget?
Sure, Mr. Schaefer.
The police department had made a budget request for broadband for their police communication system. That money is budgeted in the IT department. We believe it's going to be eligible for American Rescue funding. It's a broadband initiative. So if you refer to page 10 in the budget, and Phil will be presenting on this tomorrow when he's scheduled, but the Colonel has already had a Zoom conference with police department, but the school department, other participants in the city who might take advantage of this. So that's underway, but the money right now is budgeted in the IT department.
And thank you very much, Mr. Schaefer. That is outstanding. Broadband is so important. We've never seen it any more important than in this past year. So we need to, that's a great investment. Any members of the public would like to speak on the police department's budget? Any members of the public, would you like to speak on the police department's budget? Okay, hearing none, we will move to the police grants.
Mr. President, the police grant program, that deals with a couple of different things. One, it's our relationship and our partnership with the federal agencies that provide overtime money for various task force officers that are assigned to agencies such as DEA, FBI, and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The other part of that grant money has to do with the Department of Transportation and their highway safety funding. All of that is level funded from last year. The highway DOT funding, that comes out October 1st of every year. We have scheduled this year, I believe it was $160,000 of funds that come into the city of Warwick that allow our officers to go out and do extra traffic enforcement. So we don't foresee any changes in any of those grant funds.
Thank you very much, Colonel. And they take the experience when they're going in their task force to all these different other departments. They take all the experience that they've learned elsewhere and bring it back here to the city of Warwick, and we get to take advantage of that expertise.
Absolutely.
So that's another great investment. Any members of the council, would you like to speak on the police grants budget? Any members of the council? Okay. Any members of the public, would you like to speak on the police grants budget? Any members of the public, would you like to speak on the police grants budget? Hearing none, we will move to the Board of Public Safety.
Again, this is very similar to last year's budget. I believe it only reflects an increase to the salary of the non-union secretary or administrative assistant of a 2.75% raise. Everything else is level.
Thank you, Colonel. And that 2.75% is what union employees would be receiving this year, correct?
That's non-union employees.
She's non-union, correct, yes. Okay. Any questions on the Board of Public Safety from the City Council? Any questions for the City Council on the Board of Public Safety? Any questions from members of the public on the Board of Public Safety's budget? Any questions from members of the public on the Board of Public Safety's budget? Hearing none, we will move to the alcohol and highway enforcement.
Mr. President, this is what I just spoke with. This is very much in line with our police grants. It's just two separate budget codes.
Thank you very much, Colonel. Any members of the City Council have any questions on the alcohol and highway enforcement budget? Any questions for members of the council? Any members of the public, would you like to speak on the alcohol and highway enforcement budget? Hearing none, we'll move to organized crime and drug enforcement.
And again, sir, this I've already spoke on this.
Thank you, Colonel. Any questions from members of the council on the organized crime and drug enforcement? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on the organized crime and drug enforcement budget? Any questions for members of the public on the organized crime and drug enforcement budget? Hearing none, we will move to the Water Department. Thank you very much, Colonel, for your time and your service.
You'll need to go to another document, the Enterprise and Capital Fund budget. Water Department, very substantial increase because there's a $3 million pledge from American Rescue funding for infrastructure improvements. Mr. DiPietrillo is here to respond to any questions.
Good evening, Mr. President. Like Mr. Chaffee just stated, you're going to see an increase in our budget, just under $4 million. $3 million of that is from the federal funding. Another $195,000 is for jobs that we had proposed that were eliminated to replace.
Thank you very much, Director. Now, you're using the majority of this federal money that we were receiving for investment in improving our current infrastructure or adding additional infrastructure?
A combination.
Or has that been decided yet?
That hasn't been decided yet, but so we're looking into a combination of both. We have a priority list that we're looking into, along with other federal money out there.
And it's my opinion, this is a very, very good way to use this money. It's one-time money, and you're going to use it for one-time improvements or one-time long-term investments in our infrastructure, which we all know is sorely needed. So I think this is a golden opportunity to do that, and I'm very pleased to see this large investment in this department at this time. Using that federal money is a home run. So this is very exciting, and I have to thank the congressional delegation for helping that, and the mayor's office and your department for putting this forward. It is sorely needed, and it's great that we're taking advantage of these funds. Any questions from members of the council on the Water Department's budget? Any questions from members of the council? Hearing none, we'll go to the members of the public. Any questions from members of the public on the Water Department? Any questions from members of the public on the Water Department? Okay. Hearing none, we will move to the Sewer Review Board. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
Mr. President, we're just a little confused. You said the Sewer Review Board. Did you mean the Sewer Department?
I have on my agenda after the Water Department, it says Sewer Review Board, then Sewer Department.
Okay, we don't have that. We don't have it.
We don't pay for the Sewer Review Board. Can we roll into boards and commissions?
That might be boards and commissions now.
Commissions, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. We don't have it on ours.
So I got rid of it on our agenda. That's why we're extra confused, because it's part of boards and commissions now.
Okay. So if members of the public and the members of the council, we will still talk about the Sewer Review Board, but we will wait until we're in the boards and commissions. So up next is the Sewer Department.
So a similar situation here. We have a proposed pledge of $7 million from American Rescue Funds, which is authorized for sewer, water, and broadband infrastructure. We talked a few minutes ago about $800,000 pledged for police and IT communications. We talked about $3 million for the Water Department, and we're talking about $7 million for the Warwick Sewer Authority as part of their budget. And again, that's in the Enterprise Fund documents, and Betty Ann Rogers is here to respond to your question.
Mr. President, the Water Department and Sewer Department are working together to coordinate projects where necessary to just dig the roads up at one time, if that needs to be done.
Thank you very much, Mayor.
Good evening, Councilman.
Good evening, Director.
So our overall budget is very similar to last year's budget. It's important to note that all of our expenses will be paid based on anticipated revenue without increasing sewer usage rates in fiscal year 22. Our five-year rate study is in its final stages, but we've been informed by our accountant that no increases in sewer usage will be made in FY22. The complete five-year rate study should be delivered next month. Also important and noteworthy with our budget is that our debt service continues to decline as our older bonds that are 20 years and older are paid off. We saw a 13% debt service decrease in fiscal 22. We also have some reorganization within our personnel, which is very noteworthy. Despite adding three additional positions this year, with the reorganization, we don't see any significant increase in our salaries. And that concludes my information on the proposed budget.
Great. Thank you very much, Director. And again, not to repeat myself, but I'm thrilled that we're using these federal funds for these investments. These are big item, big ticket items, very necessary for the betterment of all our residents. And I'm excited that we have these funds and to get these projects started. Members of the council, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Director, as you know, a very strong supporter of expanding the sewer infrastructure, especially in Bayside 1, 2, and 3, which I represent. So I'm very excited to hear about these opportunities that are coming up. I would just ask a question, for a comment on line 80-286, which is the deduct meters, and also 80-296, which is on the grinder pumps with the proposed budget versus the 2021 projections and what those differences are.
So with the deduct meters, Councilman, we actually took over the deduct meter purchase. And actually setting the deduct meters up, this was something that was done by the water department, and now it's being done by the sewer department. And with the grinder pumps, we anticipate, as far as the budget's concerned, it's gone up, I think, in my opinion, minimally, about 17%, but we do anticipate there being additional connections this year, considering the projects that we just completed, O'Donnell Hill, Governor Francis III, and anticipating possibly doing some sewering moving forward in fiscal 22.
Okay, thank you. And line item 8370, construction services, that is going back to essentially where it was in 2021 before this COVID thing hit. So just tell us about the construction services, what that entails.
For construction services, we have individual contracts. Like one of our contracts is Contract EE. Contract EE is typically run by D'Ambra Services. They'll come in and they'll make minor repairs to certain things that we might need. If there is possibly an extension to a sewer line, and by a developer, and the developer will pay for a certain portion, and we see that maybe we can pick up a couple of homes on the way there, this contract will help to pay for some of those services.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have for now, but I certainly look forward to working with you and speaking with you going forward, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gephardt.
Director, I just wanted to ask, on some of these projects where the American Rescue Funds will come into play, is there any concern about the ability to spend those monies in the fiscal year, or is there any requirement to spend those monies in the fiscal year? I just want to make sure we have enough bandwidth to get the projects done and maximize usage.
I'll respond to that, but the act gives you till December 31st, 2024. So we're making the pledge here. It will be in the sewer fund and they can contract or subsidize projects that are already underway. They have that flexibility, but it's not required that the money be spent by this coming June 30th or even a year from this June 30th. They have until December 31st, 2024.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any more questions from members of the council on the sewer department? Hearing none. Any questions from members of the public on the sewer department's budget? Any questions from members of the public on the sewer department's budget? Hearing none, we will move to DPW. We'll start with administration.
Eric.
And thank you very much, Director.
Mr. President, could we take a recess here? Because DPW director doesn't seem to be in the room.
Sure. Let's take a 5 minute recess and we'll look to see if we can get the director.
Okay. Thank you
very much. Councilman Ricks and Councilman Lattiser, if we just give us a thumbs up. That's Ricks. That's all right. Thumbs up. Okay. All right, we will come out of recess here. Mayor, I can't really see who's at the table and who's not. Do you want to continue with the DPW administration or would you like to go to Parks and Rec first?
No, Mr. President, we're all set. Eric Earls and Christy are here.
Okay, Director Earls and Christy, nice to see you. We will start with DPW administration. If you could just let us know what page that is on.
Pages 43 to 50. And then personnel supplement, pages 34 to 40. That's covering all of DPW. And Christina Reddy will present.
Okay, I believe we are ready. Director Earls.
So I think in the administrative part, the big thing that you'll notice is the addition of the rent for the Sawtooth building. Other than that, things have stayed pretty much the same.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we will go one by one straight down. So if members of the council have questions, we'll go one by one and same for members of the public. We will follow the list right down. So anybody have any questions on DPW administration budget? Again, the large increase on that is the new lease building, and congratulations to the mayor for signing that lease this evening, which was supported by the entire city council. So we're very excited about that project.
And we thank you for that support.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Eric, the increase in 62101, was that the 2.7% increase for the non-union employees?
That was a piece of it, but that also incorporates reinstating the business manager position, which had previously been eliminated.
What is the business manager position?
That is Christy's position. So Christy had been the business manager up until 2 years ago when that position was eliminated. She was subsequently reassigned a separate position with approximately $15,000 less in salary. Is that not accurate? So this essentially reinstates that. Christy functions as a division head, similar to the chief of automotive, chief of highway, and this puts her in a corresponding pay grade with those entities.
And what is, so it also carried a $15,000 increase. So what is that pay grade now?
Well, it's not a union position.
I don't understand the answer. The question was, what is that salary now?
Oh, the salary. That's a different question. The salary. The salary is now 65.
65,000.
Correct.
Okay, and that also includes the 2.7%.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay, I don't understand what roughly means. She's a non-union employee, so she would be entitled. 2.5.
Yeah. 2.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So her salary, including that raise that the non-union employees didn't get over the last couple of years, brings her salary line item up to 65,000.
No, it brings it up to 85,388.
Oh, what was the 65,000 you just told me?
That was her previous salary.
Oh, whoa, okay. So now her salary is 85,000 what?
85,388.
So that's more than the $15,000 change.
When, right? When you were at 81. Yeah, you could probably explain it better.
Councilman Lattiser?
Yes. Hi, Christy.
Hi. So approximately 2 years ago, my job was eliminated. I was making about $81,000. My job was eliminated. It was recreated into an account coordinator position and with a salary of $65,000. That's where I was put for the last 2 years. So this is essentially their reinstating the business manager position to where it was previously. And I guess there's a 2.75 increase.
Yes, and that's, so 2.5% on 81,000 doesn't bring it up to 85,000. I'm glad that the 2.7% is being given to all those folks that didn't get it. But I don't understand how do we go from 81,000, and I'm trying to run these numbers right now and it's not working the way I want. So 81,000 where you were.
Well, I don't remember specifically exactly how much it was. It was in that neighborhood of 81,000, 82,000. It was a couple years ago. And
all right, well, hold on, because I want to be clear on that.
And also there's added duties for water, working with the water and the Parks and Rec.
And that is in, so has there been a new job description written for this?
There was no job description written for the account coordinator. I was merely told at the time that I was doing the same job that I did without the Parks and Recreation piece. Right. So now I'm reassuming a big chunk of Parks and Recreation, and I do some stuff for water. And
yeah, no, I understand, but typically when a individual gets a pay raise, it requires additional duties if it's outside of the contractual raise. Those additional duties are described in a change in the job description. And I guess that's what I'm asking. If there was a change in your job description, because if your salary was 82,000 before, 2.75, that comes up to 84,255. So I just don't know. I'm not being able to wrap my arms around the numbers of where it's at.
Well, I guess technically the current job that I hold now, there's no job description for it. There was never a job description for it. So I'm not sure I'm not sure. It was kind of haphazard the way things happened, and no reflection on this administration. It had nothing to do with them, but when they eliminated my job and gave me a new title, they never gave me a job description at all.
Okay, so I'm just gonna have to get it so it's clear in my head. So your job was, your position was eliminated. You were put into another position. That position had a salary of $65,000. You were making $81,000 or $82,000. You're not sure which one it is. So now the position has been reinstated, and it's now up to $85,388, including the 2.7%.
Councilman, I think the personnel administrator could respond accurately to your questions tomorrow.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. And that would be Mr. Sullivan?
Rotondo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rotondo. Sorry, okay. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Schaefer. I'll wait for his response tomorrow.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gephardt.
Director Earls, just on the personnel side, there is a Water Enterprise Fund credit. I'm just wondering, is that an annual credit or is that a one-time event?
That's an annual credit, right? Yeah, that's an annual credit.
Okay. So, okay. Got it. And so what's the intent of that credit?
Part of the salaries in certain departments are paid by water and sewer enterprise funds. Because Eric is the director of public works, which also includes the water division, as well as the work that I do or the position that we have in the office. So a portion of our salary is credited by the water department.
Got it. So really built into that, into the new job are some duties for the water department, which this credit aims to compensate the department for.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. All right, cool. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council on the DPW administration budget? Okay. Any members of the public, would you like to ask any questions on the DPW administration budget? Any questions from members of the public on the DPW administration budget? Seeing none, we'll move to DPW highway.